I know there's some concerns about some of our management practices that we're using over there. First of all, the Canada the geese that are over there, the problems that they do create, they're beautiful birds and great to look at. And any time that the public is able to get up close to our native wildlife, I realize is a benefit. And so the problem on the other end of it is the waste that they create. So it doesn't take very many birds. They're a big bird. They eat a lot. And so they produce a lot of excrement. And that's the biggest problem, because it's basically a public safety problem. It can lead to E. coli and salmonella and listeria, some diseases that can transfer to humans. So that's the biggest reason that we want to encourage them to move on and not be at the Gateway Island. You know, it's not that we're just being mean and want them out of here, and I kind of think that's the public perception. So just to let people know that really it's a public safety concern. The other thing is that this is true for all wildlife, but the geese have proved it time and time again that when they get used to being around people, they can become very aggressive. So when they are nesting especially, they're very territorial. And they're going to defend their nest. And if a person is just walking along the path in Gateway Island, minding their own business, that goose can still perceive that as a threat and come after people. And again, it's a big bird, and they can do some damage to an adult, let alone a kid. You know, so we've got that issue, and we don't ever want them to become aggressive to that point. So just another reason that we don't want them to become permanent residents over there. We've entered into a contract with USDA. The wildlife biologist is head of that program, and he has created a management plan. You know, this is like a standard plan that is used all throughout the world, really. But one of the tactics is to use paintballs. I know at first glance it could sound cruel, but it's a very humane way to deal with them. Some areas will round up geese and euthanize them, and we're not going that route at all. So this is a humane tactic, and we're just basically making it uncomfortable for those animals to stay there, you know, just kind of disturbing their area so that they don't feel like it's a safe area for them. And paintball and air horns are the best way to do that. A lot of times the paintballs will splash in the water. I know you've reported that already. And they're not, the biologists are not going out there and trying to take target practice on them. Again, it's just kind of stressing their environment out so that those animals feel like, hey, we need to move on. So that's the main kind of gist of it. But on top of that, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation is putting a lot more effort into our resource management tactics, and we're really making strides on those lines. And so the geese population is one thing that we're working on. You know, other things that we're going to be looking at a lot more heavily are just kind of our exotic invasive plants and how to control them. We had the black vulture issue at Murphy Springs, and again, USDA, under our contract, they were the ones that handled that. You know, as the city grows and we're in an urban environment, we're going to have a lot more wildlife-human conflicts, and Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation is dedicated to controlling those conflicts in the most humane way and the best way for both the wildlife and the public.